Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refor Shalema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
Bruchim HaMa'azinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be a Meseches Chulin, Daf Samach Aleph. On this daf, we start with the Sugya Gedoyla of Simone Oif Tomei. This Sugya goes on for Daf Samach Aleph, Daf Samach Beis, and part of Daf Samach Gimel. And there's a tremendous arichas in all the Rishonim, many large Taisusin, Balamor, Ramban, Rajbe, Rajban Tarasabayas, Ran, and also many Achrainim. The place he wrote a whole kuntra is called Kuntras Pnei Nesher, to be Mavarer, this Sugya Chamura. We're going to try B'siyata D'Shmaya to pull out the Rashi Prakim and the Iker and Yonim, which are spoken about in the Rishonim and the Achrainim. And we'll start with this that the Gemara says, Ma Nesher Meyuchid. A nesher is meyuchad that doesn't have any simani tahara. Ein la etzbi yaseira, v'zefek, v'ein kruvani niklav, v'doiras v'eichol, tamei, av kol kayetzabai, tamei. So too, any time you find a bird that doesn't have any of the simani tahara, it's going to be tamei. Now there's a problem with this, because it's mashma, that if we find a bird that doesn't have any simani tahara, even if it's not one of the chav dalet oifais atmeim that are nizkar mefurish in the Torah, it's still going to be Tomei because it doesn't have any Simani Tahara. However, the Gemara later on the Samach Gimel Amabeis tells us something which is mashma not like that. Zog the Gemara, Goli v'yadu alefnei misha amr v'haya aylam, sha'ayfes tahirin merubin alatmeim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that there are more ayfes tahirin than there are tmeim. Lefikach mana hakasav v'tmeim. Therefore, the Torah spoke out which ayfes are tmeim. Mashma, these are the only ayfes are tmeim and everything else is tahar. Imkain, how does that stem with our Gemara? The Gemara says that if you find a bird that doesn't have any simani tahara, that that's also tamei, even though it's not nimne bein ha'ifes tmeim of the Torah. So in this shaila, there are three ikra mahalchim in the Rishonim: Rashi, Taisvis, and the Rambam. Rashi says, "Hai af le marbinon ela minesher." What the Gemara means to say is that if you find an oif that doesn't have any simani tahara, be'achreach that's a min of nesher. It's included in the general min of nesher. It might not be the regular nesher which we recognize, but the etzem fact that it doesn't have any simani tahara, that identifies it to be a species within the species of nesher, and memela, it's going to be yet included in the chavdal eifes atmeim, which the Torah actually says that these and only these are the eifes atmeim. Hamavur barashi, that the cloud that's mavur in the command of Samach Gimel Mabez, that the Torah was mina the chavdal eifes atmeim, that cloud is a cloud that's meduyik. There's only Chav Dalet Eifes HaTmeim, nothing else is Tamei, and if you can find the Eif that doesn't have the Simani Tahara, that's just going to be an indication that it's one of those Chav Dalet. But it's not possible to have another Eif, which is Tamei, which is not included in the Chav Dalet Eifes. To be Mazber, the Lamdas behind Rashi, you can be Mazber one of two ways. Because Be'emes, there's a famous Chakira, which we spoke about earlier in the Shir and Daf Nun Tes, whether the Simanim by Be'emes, Chayes, Eifes, Dagim, and Chagavim, are those the Sibas HaTahara, or they're just Simanim Ba'alma, identifying features that tell us that these are the Minim which the Torah was Metahar. Now, Behemes, Lagabi this Shaila, there's a major difference between the Simanim by Behemes Chayas, Dagim and Chagavim, versus the Simanim of Eifes. For one, the Simanim that are written in the Torah by Behemes and Chayas and Dagim and Chagavim, there's a svara to say that those simanim are the sibas atahara. That's why the Torah says those simanim mefurish. Whereas in regards to Eifes, the Torah doesn't tell us any simanim mefurish. Like it says in our Gemara, le'nemru pirushim midivrei Torah, ela midivrei saifim. Imkain, l'chayr, it's more mistaber to say that be'emes, the simanim which the Chachamim figured out, are just simanim ba'alma, but they are not actually the sibas hatahara. Nevertheless, Reb Chaim, in Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, in Hilchos Macholos Asuris, Perek Aleph, he points out that although it's not mefurish in the Torah, but it's learned out midrasha gemura, like it's mevor in our Gemara, that the Gemara learns out from a binyan av, based on Nesher and Tyran and the other Eifes, that these are the simanim which we have to check for in order to be metahir the Eifes. If it's a drasha gemura, then there's room to say that the Torah was teaching us, Aideh Allah al Meshem Sinai, Aideh the Torah Shabal Peh, that these are the simanim which are gairim, they are the sibas for the tahara. But there's another difference between the simanim of Behemah Chaya, Dagim and Chagavim, and Eifes. Because in regards to all the other animals, the simanim are a klal, which there are no exceptions to. Any behema which has the two simanim of mali geira and mafreses parsa is going to be tar. Any animal that's missing one of them is going to be tame. And so too in regards to dagim and in regards to chagavim. Whereas in regards to eifes, we find, like a mavur in this daf, that although that there are four simani tahara, nevertheless, not always is the klal that the eif that has a siman tahara that's going to be tar. Because be'emes, there are chav gimel eifes which are written in the Torah, that each one of them have at least one siman tahara, if not two, or not three. And nevertheless, the Torah is teaching us that these are eifes tmeim. It's only all the other eifes which are not included in these chav gimel eifes, that there we say that if it has even one siman tahara, that it's going to be tar. So it comes out the klal that the simani tahara make a tahar, there are many exceptions to that klal. There are 23 exceptions to that klal. That's the chayre esmach to say that be'emes, the klal isn't much of a klal after all. That be'emes, it's not the simani tahara which are matahar. Imkain, why would there be so many exceptions? Elamai, it's the minim that make a tahar or tame. And the Torah is telling us which minim are minim tmeim, and all the other minim are minim tahirim. The simanim are just ways of identifying that unless it's not one of the chav gimel eifes, which the Torah enumerates, that these simanim teach us that it must be that these are included in the minim, which are minim tahirim. But be'emes, what makes a tahar is the shem of the min, and not the simen mitzad atzmai. Nevertheless, there's still a tzad to say that be'emes, in regards to eifes tahirim, it's the simen which causes it to be tahar. And that's be'emes the way Reb Chaim is naked. And he says, being that it's a halacha l'mashem Sinai and a drasha gemura, that these are simen tahara, therefore it's a chalais din simani tahara. It's a din simen tahara. These are what are mitahir, the actual eif. The fact that we find chav gimel eifes, which have at least one simen, and they're tame, those are exceptions to the rule. Megzeres akasov, the Torah says, although be'emes they do have a simen tahara, nevertheless, they are going to be tame. Now getting back to Shitas Rashi, the pashtus is going to be that being that Rashi says that even if it has no simani tahara, the reason why it's tame is because it's included in the min of nesher. Mashma that the ikar is tali in the minim. The chav dalad minim are minim tmeim. Anything else that's not one of the chav dalad minim is going to be tahar. The fact that it has no simani tahara, that's just a simon ba'alma that this is included in the min of nesher. If it's included in the min of nesher is what's going to actually make it tame, not the lack of the simanim. So it comes out that simanim are just ways to identify what's included in nesher and what's not. But what makes it tameh is the fact that it's one of the minim tameim that it's included in nesher. That's the chayr of the pashtus of Fishitas Rashi. Although it's not 100% mukhrach, we may say, which Reb Chaim says, that although it comes out that there is no metzias of an eif that's going to be tameh that's not enumerated as one of the chavdal minim tameim, nevertheless, the fact that it's tahar is not going to be because of the etzem fact that it's not one of the minim tameim, but rather it's the simanim themselves that are geirim the tahara. And if it has no simani tahara, it's the lack of the simani tahara which are geirim the tumah. Now it happens to be that there's no such metzias as a bird that's not going to have any of the simani tahara, and it's going to be tameh because of the lack of the simanim, which isn't included in one of the chavdal and minim of the eifes that the Torah says are tameim. That's only b'mikra ba'alma, but it's not the shem of the nesher that makes it tameh. It's the lack of the simanim that makes it tame. These are the two tzadim, how to learn Shitas Rashi. Hayyotze, in summary, be'emes, we have a stira between two gemaras. Our gemara says that if it has no simanim, it's tame. The gemara of Samach Gimel Mubay says that it has to be included in one of the chavdal eifes to be a eif tame. Rashi teaches us that both are true. If it has no simanim tahara, it's going to be tame, because be'achreich, it's included in the min of nesher, which is one of the chavdal minim tameim. Now, to understand Rashi, there are two mahalchim. Either that the ikar is the shem of the min, and the lack of the simani tahara is just a simon va'alma to tell you that it's included in the min of nesher, or you say that although it's true that there's no such thing as an eif tameh which isn't included in the chav dalad eifes satmeim, nevertheless it's not the shem of the min that's metameh, but rather it's the actual lack of simani tahara which is metameh, ukemavur, b'chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi. Ad kan shitas Rashi in this inyan. Shitas ha-taisvis, b'divir maschol ma'nesher, he argues. He says, Avade, it's all mitli tali in the simanim. And if it has no simani tahara, even if it's not included in one of the chav dalad minim that the Torah enumerates, the etzem fact that it's missing the simani tahara, that itself is going to make it tame. From Taisus, it's clear that he holds like that side of the chakira, that it's the simanim which are mitahar mitame, and not the shem of the min. Now, I, the Gemara of Chav Gimel Mabez, tells us, Lefikach HaMana HaKosev Minim Temeim, because those are the Miyot. It does not mean to tell us that there is no such thing as an Oif that's Tameh that's not included in one of the Chav Dalet Minim. The Gemara just means to say that this was the more efficient way for the Torah to tell it to us. It's more Bekitzer to enumerate the Minim Temeim and to learn out from them what the Klalim are than to have done it the other way by enumerating the Oif HaTahirim, which are much more. But Be'emes, Taisus Shita is that the klal on the Samach Gimel Amud Beis is not to be taken literally. There is no such klal that all the Oifas Tmeim are enumerated in the Torah. There are other Oifas Tmeim, other Minim, which are also going to be Tameh, and they're going to be Tameh because of the lack of Simane Tahara. That's Shita Sataisvis. Shita Sarambam is not like Rashi and not like Taisvis. The Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuris, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Dalet, he says, Simane oif tohar lein esparsha min atayra. Ela mana minin tmeim belvad. Ushar mineha oif mutarin. So first of all, the Rambam tells us clearly that there's no such thing as a min oif tameh that's not enumerated in the Torah. Not like Taisvis, but like Rashi, that all the choftal oifes atmeim are written in the Torah, and there are no other minim tmeim chutz from these. Now in Halacha Tesvav, he says, Kol misha hubaki b'minim elu b'shmeisayen, hareza oichel kol oif she'enay mehen, Ve'ein tzarech bedika. Anybody who recognizes all these chavdal of minim tmeim can eat any other oif, and he doesn't even need to be baidikit. Which is mavur that even though it might be that if he would be baidikit, wouldn't have any simanim bechlal. Nevertheless, there's no need to be baidikit because if you know what these minim are, including nesher, so only these minim are tamei. Any other min is tar. This is already not like Rashi because Rashi teaches us based on our Gemara that if a specific min does not have any of the Dalet Simanim, Be'achreach, it's going to be included in Nesher, although that's not the Nesher which we readily recognize. The Rambam is telling us not like that. If you know what these Chav Dalet Oifes are, you can eat any other Oif, even if you're not Baidikit Bachlal. And so too, in Halacha Tes Zayin, the Rambam tells us, Mi she'enay makiran, ve'enay edei ashmaiseyan, Baidik b'simanim elu, shenasnu chachamim. The Rambam goes on how to be Baidik the Oifes, but it's only important for somebody who's any Yedei Shmeisayan. Somebody who's Yedei Shmeisayan, even if he's not Baidik, and even if the Metzias is that it actually has all the Dalet Simanim, which tell us that it's not an Oif Tahar, still it's going to be Tahar, because it's not one of the Chav Dalet Ha'amurim B'Tayra. Now, L'chayr, L'fid Rambam, it's Shver, how do we understand our Gemara? Our Gemara says, Ma Nesher Meyuchid, She'en Le'etz V'Yaseir, V'Zefek V'Enko K'man Niklav, V'Dayris V'Aychel, Av Kol Kayetz V'Aytameh. The Gemara seems to tell us that any other oif which is found without the Dalet Simanim is going to be Tamei. So Rashi teaches us that it's Tamei because Bechreich is part of Nesher. Taisus tells us that it's Tamei even if it's not included in Nesher. But the Rambam seems to tell us that it won't be Tamei Bechlal, although it doesn't have any of the Dalet Simanim, because it's not one of the Chav Dalet Oifes as we recognize them, it's going to be Tar. How does that stim with the Braise that's brought down in our Gemara? This is a Grace of Pella. So there are two terutzim how to answer this question. Reb Chaim, Chedusha Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, and the Marganisa Tova, which is brought down in the back of the Rambams, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shairish Tes, Ois Yurches. Reb Chaim tells us that when the Rambam says that if you're Bakke B'minim Elu, you could eat any Oif without Bedika, the Rambam doesn't mean to tell us that you don't need to be Vaidik, because even if the Metzias is that it doesn't have any of the Dalet Simanim, that still it's going to be Tar. What the Rambam means to tell us is that you don't have to be baidik because be'achreach it for sure has one of the simanim. Because there's no such mitzias as a min oif, which is not one of the chav dalet oifes atmeim, which has no simon bachlal. If the Torah tells us two things, first of all, that an oif has to have a simon tahara, and also that these are the chav dalet minim atmeim, be'achreach, any min that's not one of the chav dalet minim atmeim has a simon tahara, and you don't need to check it. You can trust the Torah. That's what the Rambam means when he says, Ein et tzarech bedika. And Reb Chaim goes on to say, like we mentioned earlier, that it's not the minim which are keveya, the tum and tahara, but even according to the Rambam, it's the sim and tahara itself which is makes a chalais din tahara. And according to this, the pshat in our Gemara is as follows. Ma nesher miyuchid, just like nesher is miyuchid, that what makes it tame is the fact that it doesn't have any simani tahara, so to av kol kayitzavai, so to anything which doesn't have any simani tahara is going to be tamei. Now that's only a theoretical statement because there is no other oif which doesn't have any other simani tahara. But what the Gemara means to teach us is that without Simani Tahara, it can't be Tahara, because it's the Simanim which are Geirim, the Tahara. That's the Mahalach HaMavur B'Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi on this Rambam. However, other Achrayim understand that the Rambam says that Ein Tzarech Bedika means to tell us that even if there's a Metzias that it doesn't have the Dalat Simanim, still it's going to be Tahara. And as I named on also on the Tzofras Paneach on this Rambam, and also on the Amar Genisa Tava, which we mentioned before. I am Cain. It comes out that the Rambam is telling us that it's nothing to do with the Simanim. Even if it has no Simani Tahara, it's still going to be Tahara, because the Ikra that's Goyim, the Tahara, and the Tumah, according to this Malach, is the Shem of the Min. And the lack of the Simani Tahara is not Metame Bachlal. So what's shot in our Gemara that says Mefurish, not like that? Ma Nesher Meyuchet V'chulu Av Kol Kiyetzibai Tameh, which means that any oif which doesn't have the Simani Tahara is going to be Tameh. Zog de Marganisa Tava Amori de Kipshat. And this is Behektim, the Shitas HaRambam, in Hilchos Machalos Asureis, Perek Beis, Halacha Chav Gimel. The Rambam over there says, if you have a Sheretz Ha'if, it's possible to get Malkus Bain for the Isser of Sheretz Ha'if and the Isser of Oif Tameh. It's possible to have a Metzias where we have a specific flying creature which identifies Bain as a Sheretz Ha'if, and it's going to get Malkus mitzad that Isser, and also as an Oif Tameh, and it's going to get Malkus mitzad that Isser. Now the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos over there in Sheresh Atshi, he's Mayrich to be Chaylik on the Rambam, and he holds these two things can't coincide. Based on what are the identifying features of what's considered a Sheretz, it's impossible to be a Sheretz Oif and a real Oif Tameh. That's the Ramban's Shita. However, the Rambam holds that these two things can coincide, and it can be Bain, an Oif, and a Sheretz Oif. Zog de Marganisa Tova, this Yisoy that the Gemara says, Av Kol Kiyetzibay, that if it doesn't have any of the Simanim, it's going to be Tameh, that's referring to a Sheretz Oif. It's possible to have a Sheretz Oif that's going to be Tameh Midin Oif Tameh, because of the fact that it doesn't have any Simani Tahara. Whereas the Gemara of Samach Gimel Mudbeis that tells us that all the Oifas Tmeim, all those Minim were enumerated in the Torah, the Chol Dalet Oifas Tmeim, those are talking about regular Oifas, which are not Shratzei Oif. So it comes out the two Gemaras, which seem to be austere to each other, are really talking about two different Metzias and Legamri. The Gemara of Samach Gimel Mudbeis, which tells us that the Torah enumerates all the Minim of Oifas Tmeim, that's talking about Oifas, regular Oifas that are not Shratzim. Whereas the Klal that tells us that Av Kol Kiyetzibay Tamei, that's referring to Sheretz Oif. Memelo, the Rambam in Perek Alpha tells us that if you know that it's one, not one of the Minim of the Oifas HaTameim, Ein Tzarech Bedika, that's talking about regular Oifas. Regular Oifas, there's only Chav Dalet Minim Tameim. Any other Oif, even if it doesn't have any of the Simanim, it's not going to be Tamei, because by the fact that the Torah enumerates the Minim Tameim, the Torah is being Megalotos, that only these Minim are Tamei, nothing else is Tamei. Whereas the Rambam in Perek Beis that tells us that it's possible to have a Sheretz Oif, which is also Oif Tomei, that's his pshat in the Arab Gemara of Samach Aleph that tells us, Av Kol Kiyetzibay, anything which doesn't have the Simani Tahara, that that's going to be Tomei. Ad Kan, the Pirish Anifla of the Marganisa Tava. What we need to be ma'irer is that L'chayr L'fi the Marganisa Tava, it's shver how to understand the lumdis of the Tumah and Tahara of Oifis. Is it mitlitali in the Simanim, or is it mitlitali in the Minim? Because mitzad echad we see that in regards to regular oifis, it's only mitli tali in the minim. Because we could have a min that doesn't have any of the simani tahara, and nevertheless it's still tahar, because it's not included in the chav talat minim atveim. Nevertheless, mitzad sheni, in regards to sheretz oif, we see that it's going to be like a midin oif tameh, because it doesn't have a simani tahara. That would be mashma that you need the simanim to be matar. So do you need the simanim to be matar, or don't you need the simanim to be matar? The chayr that will end up being a stira, mitzad what we see in regards to regular oifis, and what we see in oifis, which are also shratzei oif. Har ve'yesh lefalpel ulaharech b'inyan zeh, v'basi rak le'oyer. Ad kan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara brings down a braisa, tani rabchia, oif haba b'simen echad tahar l'fisha ein edayim l'nesher. If somebody has an oif that has one simen, it's going to be tahar, even one simen is metar, because it's ein edayim l'nesher. And the Gemara is ma'arech to back up this din of rabchia. Now, l'chayr, we have to understand, it's mashal from Rav Chiya, that any one of the simanim is enough to be matar. Even though it's be'emes dairis, it's missing the simon of ena dairis, it doesn't matter, any simon is matar. So we have to understand, how does this stem with the pashas of the Mishnah, that says on Nuntesam and Aleph, kol oif ha-dairis tamei, Mashma, any ayat that's dairus is tame, even if it has other simanim. How does this stream with this that Rabbi Chiya tells us that even one siman is enough to be metahar? So there's a big arichas on this in the Rishayim and the Achrayim. We're going to say three main mahalchim. The mahalach of Taisvis, the mahalach of the Baal HaMor, Bederech HaEchos, and the mahalach of Reb Chaim, how he learns up in the Shittas HaRambam. Taisvis tells us with the Yamasul Kol that even though it's true that Be'etzem, all we need is one siman, and any siman would be enough, nevertheless, as a Kabbalah Mimais Noyach, Noyach was Makriv Kol Oif Tohar, and he went through every single Oif Tohar that there is in the world, and he saw that there doesn't exist an Oif Tohar that comes with one siman that's still Dairus. That means to say, if an Oif only has one siman, Be'achreich, that one siman is going to be that it's Ein Dairus. Because there is no such thing as an Oif which is Tohar, it's not included in one of the Chavdal Oifis, which the siman, the single siman that it has, is something else other than the fact that it's Ein Dairus. So it comes out that both members are true. Any Oif that's Baba Siman Echad, that's not one of the Chavdal Oifis, is going to be Tohar. Nevertheless, Kol Oif HaDairus is going to be Tomei, because there's no such thing as an Oif Tohar that's Baba Siman Echad, that's Dairus. And as I Zok Taisus also later on in the Samach Beis Amar Aleph, B'divir Yamaschal V'hu D'Loi Dairus. Now this Metzias, which is brought down by Kabbalah Mimei Noyach, it's not Mefurish in the Torah, can be possibly understood Al Derech, this that we mentioned in Afnun Tes, B'Shem D'Ramban and other Rishayim, that the Iker Tam, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Metzavatos, not to eat the Oifas at Mayim, is because of their inherent Midas HaChzorius, which could be Meilid in those that eat them, also Midas HaChzorius. And the Ramban explains that the Midas HaChzorius is shown in the fact that the Oif is Dairus, like the Ramban explains, that Drisa means that it's Tairif other animals. And Taisus Shita also over here, B'Divya Maskel HaDairus, holds that the definition of Drisa is that it's Dairus other animals and it eats them Chayim. So it could be that this is why it cannot be found in Oif Tohar that's also Dairus. And although this is not a Mefurish HaDin, Mitzad HaHalacha Shabai, but Mitzad the Sheirish of the Tama Mitzvah, it's something that's understood why there is no such existent Oif. That's Shita Sataisus. The Baal HaMor, however, in his Derech HaEchos disagrees, and he holds that the Klal that Oif Abba B'Siman Echad Tar is true in any Siman Echad. Aye, this that the Mishnah says, Kol Oif HaDairus Tameh, Zog the Baal HaMor V'Zel HaShoinai, Lav Klolahu, Ve'ein Lemeidin Min HaKlolas. There's no such rule of thumb. It's possible be'emes to have an oif tar, which is dairus. Elach shasha ba'almahu, l'misha eini baki b'enu b'shmei seyen, m'pnei sh'roiv oif es t'meyim, heim darsim. So the Baal HaMor, pshat in the Mishnah is, that the Mishnah is talking to somebody who's not baki b'enu b'shmei seyen. Therefore, the Mishnah is telling us to stay away from oif dairus, because al pi roiv, an oif that's dairus is going to be an oif tameh. But be'emes, based on the limudim that we learn out from Nesher and Tairim and Shara oifis, it's possible to have an oif that's baba siman echad, that's iyadairus, and still is going to be an oif tahar. We have to be maisif. The be'emes, the Gemara later in the Samachem and Aleph, brings down a brisa that says that kol oif hadairus biyadua shehu tamei. We have to say that according to the Baal HaMor, biyadua also does not mean mitairus vadai, ela mitairus chshash ba'alma. That's the shita of the Baal HaMor. The third shita that we're going to say is the shita of the Rambam, how Reb Chaim and Chedusha ben Chaim Alevi in Hilchos Machalos Asuras Perek Aleph is Mazbe the Rambam, and he says a Mori Diki aside, Zok Reb Chaim beEmes we have to differentiate between the siman of Einei Dairus and the other simanim which are simanim begufay, like Korkovani Niklaf Zefek and Etzbi Yisera. The siman of Dairus is a siman Tuma. If an Oif is Dairus, that is a siman that this is an Oif Tame, and it makes no difference if besides that it has other simani tahara. That's a positive mitame. Whereas the other simanim shabagufin, those are simani tahara. That means to say, even if it doesn't have a siman tuma, because it's ain't a dairus, nevertheless, an oif tar has to have a siman which is mitahir. That has to be one of those three simani tahara. Memeilas Dr. Chaim, if you have an oif that's dairus, even if it has a siman tahara, the etzem fact that it's dairus, that's mechal achalois din siman tuma. And that's going to be metamit nonetheless. The simani tahara only negeya an oif that doesn't have the siman tuma of dairus, it's ainu dairus, then it needs, besides for the fact that it's ainu dairus, a siman tahara to be metaharit. This is the meritic yusayder from Chaim that is mechiach mitoich divrei Rambam ha mesubachim in our sugya. Alpi this is Zok Reb Chaim, that's pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, kol oif ha dairus tamei. The etzem fact that it's dairus, that's going to be metamit. And this that Rav Chiya says, Tani Rav Chiya, Oif Abba B'Simen Echad Tahar, that's referring to Oif that doesn't have the Simen Tomeh, it's Einid Iris. Now when we're discussing the Simani Tahara, even one Simen Tahara is enough to be Metaharit. And on that, the Mishnah's Mamshech on Dafnun Tassavan Alephan says, that Kol She'yesh Lei Etz B'Yaseirah V'Zefek V'Kor Kavani Niklav Tahar, which means to say that one of these Simani Tahara are Metaharit, but only B'Oifin, that it's lacking the Simen Tomeh of Dairis. That's the Mahalach of Reb Chaim. So Ayyotze, in summary, we have three Mahalachim. According to Taisvis, Be'emes, Alpidin, any Simen Tahara is Metar, but we have a Kabbalah from Noach, there's no such thing as an Oif which only has one Simen Tahara, that's Dairis. If there's only one Simen Tahara, Be'achreach, that Simen is going to be Enei Dairis. We have the Mahalach of the Baal Amor that says that Be'emes, and in a practical way, any Simen Tahara is Metar, including a Simen Tahara, which is not that it's Enei Dairis, even if it is Dairis. Nevertheless, the Mishnah tells us that al pi roiv, something that's dairis is going to be tameh, so it's not kedai to eat it. And we have the third mahalach, the mahalach of the Rambam, appears bearish al Reb Chaim, that this that Reb Chiya says, that oif abba b'simen echad is tar, that means to say simen tahara echad. But avadeh doesn't have the simen tumah of dairis, and the basis is that it's ain a dairis, and besides to that, the simen echad, which is tahar. Abkan this inyan, and now let's go weiter, me inyan le inyan ba'isai inyan. If Reb Chiya tells us that oif that's bab b'simen echad is tahar, we have to understand what's shot in the Mishnah that says, kol sheyesh lo etz b'yaseira v'zefek v'kor kuvani niklaf tahar. It's mashma l'chayre that you need three simanim. Do you need all three simanim? And also, are all three simanim enough? So there's a tremendous arichas about this in the Rishonim and the Achronim. We're going to say over, b'siyata d'shmaya, five ikar mahalchim that are found in the Rishonim. And the first is Shitas Rashi and Daf Samachei Amud Aleph. Rashi over there tells us that the Mishnah, and so too the Brice over there in Daf Samachei Amud Aleph, is talking about a person that's any Baki Behenu B'Shmeisehen. He doesn't know which Eifes the Torah tells us are Tmeim, and Memele which Eifes are Tahirim. So he wants to be able to check an Eif and to be 100% sure that this Eif is going to be Tahar. Such a person, says Rashi, needs to see all four Simani Tahara. He needs to see the fact that it's Ein Adairis, and that it has Etz B'Yaseirah V'Zefek V'Kor Kavani Niklav. Only if it has all four simanim can he be sure that's going to be tahar. Memeila Zok Rashi, this that the Mishnah says, Kol Sheyesh Le Etz B'Yaseirah V'Zefek V'Kor Kavani Niklav Tahar, are Reishakai. That's on top of what it says already in the Reisha of Kol Oif Adairis Tameh. So we're talking about an Oif that's not Dairis. And besides for that, it has the other three simani tahara, in total of four. Therefore, you can be sure that it's an Oif Tahar. That's the Shita of Rashi. The Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, in Taisav Zedivir Maschel Koil, he says that the Pshat in the Mishnah is that any Oif which has Etz B'Yaseirah, Zefek, V'Kor Kavani Niklaf, even if we didn't see if it's Dairis or not, the fact that we see these three Simani Aguf in the Oif, Be'achreach is for sure not Dairis. Because the Mishnah is telling you that there's no such Metzias as an Oif that has these three Simani Tahara in its Guf that's also Dairis. So all you have to do is check for these three simana. We don't have to wait around to see if it's going to be dairus or if it's not going to be dairus. If it has these three simanim, be yadua that it's ain't a dairus, and be'emes it has all four simanim. If it has three out of four, it for sure has four, and memela it's going to be tahar. Tarsus is marich to argue in Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, here on the Samach Aleph with the Vimaschal Kol, later also on the Samach Beis with the Vimaschal Mepnei, also on Samach Beis and Beis with the Vimaschal Mai, but akoponim, that's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus himself, at the end of the Vimaschal Kol, he says that Be'emes, the klal of the Mishnah is not that if you have these three simanim, it's tahar. The Mishnah is just enumerating what are the simani tahara. But Be'emes, halacha l'maisa, you have to first of all know that it's Einei Dairis, because if it's Dairis, it's a Kabbalah Minoyach, that it's going to be an Oif Tameh. And the Be'emes is that if you're Bagi Be'enu B'Shmeisehen, the etzem fact that it's Einei Dairis, that simon itself could already be a simon tahara. Just the Mishnah is being mamshech and it's telling you the other simani tahara because it's negeya in certain cheshbainis, in certain cases where you're makir certain oifes tmeim and not makir other oifes tmeim. So you need more than one simon tahara in order to be able to verify that it's an oif tahar. So for that, the Mishnah enumerates what are the other simani tahara besides for the fact that it's enei dairis. But be'emes al pi halacha, all you need is any one of the four. That's the shita of Taisus himself. The Shita of the Rambam, as explained in Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, is, like we mentioned before, that an Oif that's Dairis, that's a Simen Tumah. So even if it has other Simani Tahara, it's going to be Tameh, mitzad the fact that it's Dairis, which is Metameh the Oif. Now, chutz from the fact that it's not Deira, so it doesn't have a Siman Tumah, it has to be sides with that have a Siman Tahara. So it has to be Aleph, Ene Deiris. Beis, it has to have one of the other Simanim of either Etzvi Yaseira or Zefek or Korkavane Niklaf. And that's the Kavan of the Mishnah that tells us, Kol Eif Adairis Tameh, and Kol Eif Sheyeshlai, Etzvi Yaseira, Zefek, Korkavane Niklaf, which means one of those, besides for the fact that it's Ene Deiris, only then will it be Tahar. That's the Shita of the Rambam. So I would say so far that we have four Shitas. The Shita of Rashi that tells us that if it's Ene Baki Vanim Bishmei Sayin, you need to have all four, and it's a Reisha Kai. The Shita of Rabbeinu Tam that tells us that if it's Ene Baki Vanim Bishmei Sayin, you need all four, but practically speaking, all you have to do is see the three Simanim Shabaguf, and Mimele you know that it's also Ene Dairus and it has all four. The Shita of Taisus that tells us that if he's Baki Vanim Bishmei Sayin, Ve'emes, any one of the four Simanim is enough. The Mishnah is just telling you the four Simanim so that you should be able to build on these to know that it's an Iftar. And the Shita of the Rambam that says that you need two things. First of all, that it's Ene Deiris, plus one of the three Simanei Tahara. There's a fifth Shita, which is the Shita that's brought down on the Rishayim B'Shem the Rambi, Rav Moshe ben Yosef, which the Baal Amor says on him that he's Hu HaRav HaMuvik Shalanu Va'ala V'yinu Saimchen, that he Be'emes has a totally different Girsa and our Gemara and the Samach Aleph from Abayis. Our Gemara says, Gmiri, Esim Varba Oifest Mayim Havu, there are 24 Oifest Mayim, Varba Simanim, and there are 4 Simanim. Tlosa Hadri Bekulu Esrim, there are 3 of those 4, which 20 out of the Oifest Mayim have 3, Shleisha Shleisha. Utrei Be'irev, and there are 2 of those Simanim that are in the Oirev, and Chad Be'peres, Chad Be'aznia. 1 by Paris, 1 by Aznia. The Isa Baha, Lesa Baha, or the Isa Baha, Lesa Baha. And the Simon which Paris has, Aznia doesn't have, and the Simon which Aznia has, Paris doesn't have. That's our Girsa. Whereas the Girsa of the Rambi is, that out of the 24 Eifes Tmeim, 20 of them only have 1 Simon. Eiriv has 2 Simonim, and then again, by Paris and Aznia, each of those only have 1 Simon. One of the 2 of Paris Vaznia has the same simon that the other 20 have. And the other one of Paris Vaznia has a totally different simon than none of the other 23 have. That's the Shita of the Rambi. And he explains that all the Eifes HaTmeim that only have 1, chutz from either Paris Vaznia, they're all Darsim. And the single one that they have is some other simon, one of the Simanim Shabaguf, but not the fact that it's Ene Dairis. And so to an Eirev, he's also Dairus, and it has 2 Simanim Beguf, but it doesn't have the Simon that it's Ene Dairus. Whereas the single one, either Paris Vaznia, that has a different Simon than all the other 23, that one has the Simon that it's Ene Dairus. So I would say that out of the 24 Eifes Tmeim, 23 out of 24 only have 1 Simon, and only Eirev has 2 Simanim. And also, out of the 24 Eifes Tmeim, all of them are Dairus, chutz from either Paris or Aznia, which its single simon is the fact that it's Einai Dairus. That's how the Rambi learns. Now getting back to the Mishnah is to be read as follows. Kol Eif HaDairus Tameh. If the Eif is Dairus, it's for sure one of the 23 of the 24, which are Tmeim, because those 23 are Darsim. Kol Sheyesh Le'etzbi Yaseir V'Zefek V'Kor Kavani Niklaf Tar. What happens if we find an Eif that has 3 Simani Tahara in its guf? So Be'achreach, even if we don't see Lefaneinu for sure that it's Ene Dairis, it's going to be Tahar. Why? Because of the Eifes HaTmeim, the ones that are Dairis, none of them have more than 2 Simani Tahara, which is the Eirev. The rest only have 1 Siman Tahara. But it doesn't exist an Eif Tame, which is Dairis, that has 3 Simani Tahara. So Be'achreach, if it has 3 Simani Tahara in its guf, it must be from the Eifes HaTahirim, and it must be that Be'emes, it's Ene Dairis. Therefore, if you have those 3 Simanim, Be'achreach, it's also Ene Dairis, and that's a sure sign that it's from the Eifes HaTahirim. That's the Shita of the Rambi. So Hayetze in all, we have 5 Shitas how to be Masber, Pashup Shat, how to read the Mishnah. Adkan this Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. We just clarified that in order to be sure that a specific eif is an eif tar for somebody who's not a baki behenu b'shmei sayan, The only way to do that, according to most Rishonim, is to find the oif that has all four simanim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, as long as it has the three simanim shabagufay, that's also enough, because ve'achreich that it also has the fourth siman. According to the Rambi, even three simanim is enough, because there's no such thing as an oif tameh that has three simanim. But al kolpanim, definitely just finding one siman would never be enough, because according to most Rishonim, it could still possibly be a Paras Vazniyah. And according to the Rambi, it could be any one of most of the Chav Dalid Eifes Hatmeim, other than an Eireif. So in Cain, we have to understand the member of Reb Chiya, Tani Reb Chiya, Eif Haba B'Simon Echad Tahar, what's he talking about? Bechreich L'Chayri cannot be talking about somebody who's not Baki B'Hanab B'Shvesayan, because the etzem fact that it's Baba B'Simon Echad wouldn't be an indication in Araya that it's an Eif Tahar. So Rashi Bama says, "B'divya maschal oif abal lefaneinu b'siman echad, u'bilvad sheyakar bay she'enoy me'esrim va'arba haksuvim." We're talking about somebody who is a baki behenu b'shmeisayin. Now the Maram Shif speaks out that avada you don't have to be makir all esrim va'arba, because most of the esrim va'arba have three simanim and this one only has one siman. But Rashi means you have to be makir that it's not one of the applicable esrim va'arba dahainu peres va'aznia. Now, L'chaire, if we're talking about somebody who's Baki B'Hanu B'Shmeisayin, so why is it B'chlal necessary to say that the Eif was Ba B'Simen Echad, which is Mashma, that he's Baitek and he found the Simen? The emes is, even if an Eif comes with no recognizable Simanim, that's in fact that he's Baki B'Hanu B'Shmeisayin and he realizes that this is not one of the Chav Dalet Eifes Atmeim, that itself should be Matir. And L'chaire, the answer to this is based on the four Shitas which we spoke about in the beginning of this year. The Fida Shita of Rashi, in the beginning of the Sugya, of Ma Nesher, even if somebody is Baki B'Hanu B'Shmeisayin, and he does not recognize this to be one of the Eifes HaTmeim HaAmurim B'Taira, but if it doesn't have any Simanim, B'Achreach, it's Min Mimin HaNesher. So therefore, he has to see that it has one Simen. Now the only Eif Tomei that it could possibly be is either a Paras Vazniya. Because he's Makkah, that's not a Paras Vazniya, he can be sure that's an Eif Tahar. According to Shitas HaTaisus, it's even more Pashit, because he holds that there are more Eifes Tmeim besides for the Chav Dalet Eifes HaAmurim B'Taira. And therefore, if he doesn't see any Simani Tahara, that's an indication that this is an Eif Tomei, one of them that's not Nemar B'Taira. So he has to see a Siman Tahara, and he just has to be a Bucky that it's not a Paras V'Azniya. Now, L'Chayra though, according to the Shitas HaRambam, it's more complicated. Because the Rambam Hari says that if you know that this is not one of the Chav Dalet Eifes HaTmeim, it's Einet Sarach Bedika. So we had two Pirushim in the Rambam. The Pshat of Rab Chaim and the Pshat of the Maganisa Tova. According to Rab Chaim, the reason why it's Einet Sarach Bedika is because Be'emes says that there's no such thing as an Eif that's not one of the Chav Dalet Eifes HaTmeim that doesn't have at least one Simen. So the Metzias is that if it's not one of the Chav Dalet Eifes, even if you don't actually see it, it Vade has at least one Simen. Im kein tzarech bir, why does Rav Chiya say, Eif above a simen echad is tar? L'chayri, even if you don't see the simen echad, that's in fact that we know that it's not one of the Eifes HaTmeim, because Arei Bechreich, we have to be talking about somebody who's a Baki B'Hanu B'Shmeisayin, because if not, even the simen echad wouldn't be enough. So once you're a Baki B'Hanu B'Shmeisayin, so the whole fact that it was above a simen echad is superfluous. It's not necessary to see any simonim. That's in Bikias alone is matir. Now, L'chaira, there would be a makam to say Lefi Shitas Rav Chaim. The reason why it has to be Baba Simen Echad is because the Rambam Shita is, like we spoke about earlier in the Shir and Daf Nun test, like the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuf Nun, and in the beginning of Vilchos Macholos Asuris, that there's a mitzvah to be Baidik and to be Mavdil and to say Zeh Oif Tohar V'Zeh Oif Tameh. So it could be that even though Alpi Cheshbin, because he's Baki Ben HaMishmeisayin, he knows that obviously this Oif must be an Oif Tohar, but because the etzem thing that's mitayr the oif, the chalais din simani tahara, is the simen itself, so maybe the mitzvah's havdalah is machayiv, that it should be baba simen echad, and a person should check and he should see that it has a simen echad. L'chare, this would be a possible pshat in the memory of Rab Chiya, al pidarka shal Rab Chaim in the Rambam. The problem is that L'chare, the Rambam himself, excludes this mahalach, because the Rambam says, aray, mefurish, ain't tzarech bedika. The chayra, why is it ain't tzarech bedika? If there's a mitzvah of lahavdil which tells us you're mechuyev to see the simani tahara that are matayr, so it's tzarech bedika in order to do that mitzvah. So the chayra, the Rambam himself makes the Rab Chiya to be shver. If the Rambam says ain't tzarich bedika, so why does Rav Chiya say oif abba semen echad is tahar? And in order to be emes answer pshat in the Rambam, why is not tzarich bedika? Hare there's a mitzvah bedika and a mitzvah abdala. You have to say that the mitzvah bedika is not necessarily to see the actual simen, which is the chalais din tahara in the oif. The mitzvah bedika is just to verify b'oif and vadai that this oif is from the oif is atahira. And if his verification is done by recognizing that it's not one of the chavdalat oifis, and mimele he knows that bechreich it has a semen echad, that's also sufficient. And this stems with this that it's mashma in the Rambam, and like the Lecha Mishnah says also in the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Macholos Asuris, that the whole mitzvah to be baidik is not a mitzvah ba'alma to see the simani tahara, but it's a hechatimtza and a heksher in order to eat an oif tahar. Included in the lav of Bamachala say that says you must eat an oif tahar and not eat an oif tameh is a mitzvah to do a maisa bedika to verify and be sure that the oif that you're actually eating is an oif tahar. Memela, it's not necessary to see the actual simon that's metayer as long as you make the proper birurim, and that can be done through the fact that you recognize it's not one of the chavdalat oifis at mehem. That's a kiyum of the din bedika and the din havdala. Imkain chazarnu to the din of the Rambam, that once we know that it's not one of the chavdalat oifis at mehem, it's not necessary to actually see any simani tahara. Imkain chazarnu to the question, why does Rav Chiya say that the oifis ba besimen echad, it's tar, it's mashma that he sees the simon. The chayre, the etzem fact that he knows that it's not one of the chavdalat oifis at mehem is enough, even if he does not see the simon. So the chayre tzarech lidchayk l'das Rav Chaim, that Rav Chiya doesn't be amas mean that it was ba besimen echad that you saw the simon. Rav Chiya means that the tahara is because the oif actually has a simon. A oif that has a simon echad is going to be tahar. Like Rav Chaim's pshat in the Rambam, that even though we know that it's not one of the chavdalat oifis at mehem, it's not the fact that it's not one of the minei tmeim that make it tahar. It's the fact that it has the simen that makes a chalais din tahara. Therefore, Rav Chiya correctly legs avek the din and he says, oif ha babi simen echad tahar. Because it's babi simen echad, even though you may have not seen it personally, the babi simen echad is what makes it tahar. That's the chayr how we have to be madchik and say pshat according to Rav Chaim. But the fida pshat of the Marganisa Tava in the Rambam, the chayr it's very shver. Because the Marganisa Tava learns that the Rambam who says, ein tzarech bedika, is kipshutai, because even if it be'emes does not have any simanim, the etzem fact that it's not one of the chavdal oifis at mehem, that itself makes it a tahar. The Torah only asers chavdal oifis, any other oif is tahar. This that the Gemara says earlier, that if it doesn't have any simanim, it's tamei. Zakta Maganisa Tava, that's a din in a sheretz oif, but not an oif mimine oif. And Hare Rav Chiya is a vada not talking about a sheretz oif. He says, oif haba b'semenecha tahar. He's talking about a real oif. Imkein, l'chayre, it doesn't even have to have a semen echad. Rav Chiya should simply say, Tani Rav Chiya, Oif she'eina mechav dal oif es atmeyim, tahar. Why does Rav Chiya mention that it has any simanei tahara? So the chayre bechreich, we have to say, according to the Maganisa Tava, that be'emes we're talking about somebody who's not baki behenu b'shmeisein. I am Cain, l'chayre, the fact that it has a simen echad is not necessarily a raya that it's tahar, because it could be a peres vaznia. So tzarech leimer that we're talking about, like the Gemara brings later on the Samach Bezam and Aleph, Hashem Rav Nachman, in a place that's a mokam yishuv, and Peres Vaznia is not shchiach. Therefore, if it's babi simen echad, it's for sure tar, because the only eif tami that's babi simen echad is only a Peres Vaznia. Because we don't have to be chayshish that in this place it's a Peres Vaznia, therefore a babi simen echad is going to be tahar. Hayyitze, in summary, there are three mahalchim al piderech habshat mamish. How does understand the din that Rav Chiya tells us that oif abba simen echad is tahar? Lefi Rashi and Taisus were talking about that he's baki behenu b'shmeisein. Nevertheless, he has to see at least one simen so that it shouldn't be included in the din of something that doesn't have any simanim is tameh, either because it's a mineshal lefi Rashi or because it's another case of an oif tameh according to Taisus. According to the Rambam, lefi the pirush of Rav Chaim, we have to say that be'emes Rav Chiya is just telling us that if you're baki behenu b'shmeisein, it's mutter. The fact that he says it's Baba Simen Echad is just an explanation in Lumdis what's Be'emes Metayaret. But you don't have to see the Simen Echad Bechlal. And according to the Pshat of the Marganisa Tov in the Rambam, we have to say that Rav Chiya is talking about a person who's not Baki Be'enu B'Shmeisein. Nevertheless, he can be Saimich that this life which has a Simen Echad is Tahar, because we're talking about a Mokim where Peres Vazni is not Shchiach, a Mokim Yishuv. Adkan, this Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara says that Skmiri, that out of the Chavdal Oifis HaTmeim, So the Nesher has no Simani Tahara Bukhlal. 20 out of the 24 have 3 Simani Tahara. The Erev has 2 Simani Tahara. And the Peres Vosnia have 1 Siman Tahara each. And the Gemara says that 22 out of the 24 Eifes, which have 1 or 2 or 3 Simani Tahara, it's the same 3 Simani Tahara that are Chayzer in all of them. And the Yoytze Min HaKlal is either the Peres Vosnia, that specifically has what's known as the Siman HaChadosh. It's the only Oif Tameh that has that specific Siman Tahara. And there's a very big tumult in the Rishayim to identify what's that Siman Chadosh, what's that extra Siman Tahara that only one of the Oifis Tameyim, either Peres Vosnia, has. Why is it important? Because if the Emes is that only one of the Oifis, either Peres Vosnia, has that Siman Tahara, and none of the other Oifis, and that Peres Vosnia that has that specific Siman Tahara only has one Siman Tahara in total. So if we will find the Oif that has that Siman Chadosh plus another Siman Tahara, Be'echrech, it's going to be an Oif Tar. Because the only Oif Tameh which has that specific Siman, the Siman Chadosh, is either the Peres Vosnia, which only has one Siman Tahara. So Memela Apichezben, if you find an Oif that has that Siman plus another Siman, it could only be a Oif Tahar and not an Oif Tameh. Now, is it identifiable? Is it possible for us to know which Siman is that Siman HaChadosh? So Taisvis and other Shainim say definitely, because they bring Kamarayas that there were many Oifis from the Oifis of Tmeim, which were recognized by Chazal. Taisvis brings Rayas in regards to a Shalach, a Tinshamis, a Kais, and a Yanchuf. So there are different Shitas in the Rishayim, what Be'emes is that Siman HaChadosh. The Rambi, as brought down in the Rishayim, and also Rabbeinu Gershon, he says that Siman Chadosh is the fact that it's Eina Dairus, which would mean that 23 out of the 24 Eifes HaTmeim are Be'emes Dairus. Only that one specific Eif, either the Peres Vosnia, that has the Siman Chadosh, is an Eina Dairus. So it would come out Be'emes, if we would ever find an Eif, which is Eina Dairus, plus it has besides that one of the Simanim Shabagufa Eif, that's going to be Be'echreach, an Eif Tahar. Rabbeinu Chananel is brought down in Taisus on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, B'divri Amaschol Mai. He says that he has a Kabbalah that the Siman Chadosh is Korkavani Niklaf. 23 out of the 24 Eifes HaTmeim are not Korkavani Niklaf. The Siman Chadosh, which is present only in that specific Eif of either a Peres Vosnia, is the only Eif Tameh that's Korkavani Niklaf. Memele, if you find an Eif that's Korkavani Niklaf, and it has another Siman Tahara, Bechrech, that's going to be an Eif Tahara. Taisus himself over there with the Amaschal Mayan, Samach Beis Amid Beis, he says that it's the Zephik, and he brings Rayas. Therefore, again, if you find an Eif that has a Zephik plus another Siman Tahara, that's Bechrech going to be an Eif Tahara. Now, in Shitas Rashi, there's a big tumult in the Rishayim. Because many Rishayim, the Baal Amor, the Ramban, and the Rashba, they bring a Raya, the Shitas Rashi, is like the Shita of the Rambi and Rabbeinu Gershom, that the Siman Chadosh is the fact that it's Einei Dairus. And that's based on the fact that Rashi tells us on the Samachei Amar Aleph that the proper way to read the Mishnah, like we explained earlier in the Shir, is that when the Mishnah says that Kol Oif, that's Yeshlai Etzvi Yaseir of Zefek for Kurkavani Niklaf Tahar, that's Areshakai, that's besides for the fact that it's Einei Dairus. Once we establish Kol Oif Adairus Tamei, we know that in order to be an Eif Tahar, it has to be Einei Dairus. And besides for that, it also has Etzvi Yaseir Zefek V'Korkavane Niklaf. Fregin the Rishayim, if Rashi held that the Siman HaChadosh was one of the Simanim Shebeguf, so it would come out that any Eif that has three Simanim Shebeguf, that itself indicates that it's an Eif Tahar, because it has the Siman HaChadosh plus another Siman. So why would Rashi tell us that even if it has Etzvi Yaseir of a Zefek with Korkavani Niklaf, it's Arei Shekai, it also has to be an Einei Dairus in order to know that it's an Eif Tahar. Mimeil, they say that it must be Rashi holds that the Siman Chadosh is not one of the Simanim Shebeguf. Therefore, even if it would have all three Simanim Shebeguf, it could still be an Eif Tameh, because in fact, 20 out of the Chavdal Eifes HaTmeim actually have those three Simanim Shebeguf. And it has to have the extra mile of the fact that it's Einei Dairus. Only through that can we be sure that it's an Eif Tahar. Now it's going to come out according to these Rishayim, that if it's Be'emes Einei Dairus, then you don't need all three Simanim Shebeguf. It's going to come out that according to this, we have to learn even according to Shitas Rashi, not like we said earlier in the shir, and you have to say, kol oif adairis tamei. First of all, it has to be that it's ein adairis, which is the siman achadash. And besides that, it has to have one more siman from the three simanim shabaguf. The tziruf of these two things biyachad tell us that vadai, it's an oif tahar, even for a person that's not makar behen ubishmaisehen. That's what these rishonim say according to Shitas Rashi. Ayin behem ba'irich, and also in the Ran, in the back of the Gemara. Taisvis is medayik differently from Rashi. Taisvis samach beizom beiz v'divri amaschol mai. He's medayik that according to Rashi, the simen chadash is the fact that it's kor kavani niklaf. Because the Gemara discusses about shmeina sveikis, eight oifis that were a suffix, if it's considered kor kavani niklaf or not, because their kor kavani was niklaf ayidei sakin and not biyad. And Rashi says, we're talking about that it has the other three simanim. Nevertheless, we don't know that it's going to be tahar bevadai unless it's also korkavani niklaf. We need the tziruf of the korkavani niklaf as well. Zaktaisis beachreach, the other three simanim other than korkavani niklaf, one of those is not the siman chadash. Because if one of those was the siman chadash, the regular has that siman chadash plus another siman, even if it's beemes not korkavani niklaf, it's beachreach going to be an iftar. The fact that Rashi says that the three of Zephek, Etzbe Yisera, and Enadiris, Mitzar Atzmam are not enough. You also need it to be Korkavani Niklaf. Be'achreach, the Korkavani Niklaf is the Simen Chadash, and you need the Tziruf of that to the other ones as well. The Aran, this is going to be, the L'chayre Imkain, if it's Korkavani Niklaf, we only need one other Simen besides, in order to tell us that it's an Iftar. You don't need all three. Rashi's L'chayre, not Mashma like that. But Akapanim, it's Yaitzeh, that there's a Stira in Rashi. Mitzad Echad, the Rishayim are Mechiach, that it's Einei Deiris, which is the Siman HaChadosh. Mitzad Sheini, Taisvis is Mechiach, that it's the Korkavani Niklaf, that is the Siman HaChadosh. But the emes is that Rashi himself tells us his sheet in regards to this, an hour daft of Samach Aleph Amveis. Rashi says, that if the Torah would not write Nesher, we would learn from Paris Velaznia to Aser any oif that's Babi Siman Echad. It makes no difference what that Siman Echad is going to be. So Rashi v'zal l'shaynai, ma'u d'teimad ne'elef minei lesser oif above Siman Echad, be'ezem mikol ha-simanim halalu, in any of the one simanim that there are. D'halayadinan, ma'niyu ahu simana d'ichtav l'chudei l'me'elef minei. So Rashi is telling us that if it wouldn't say Nesher in the Torah, Paris v'aznia, one of them has a Siman Tahara, which is not present in any of the other oifis t'me'em. So that specific oif is not Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echad. It's only written once in the Torah that an oif that has that Siman Tahara is Tamei. So we would learn from that specific oif that all oifis that have that specific Siman Tahara is Tamei. But being that we don't know what that specific Siman Tahara is, Memela we're going to learn that an oif that's Baba Siman Echad, it makes no difference which Siman Echad, they're all going to be Tameim because maybe that's the Siman Echad which is present in either the Paris Vazniya that has the Siman Chadosh. That's Shitas Rashi in the Gemara. Taisus disagrees, and Taisus says, Ubechinam Pirish, Taisus would be Maschal Mechdi, because the Gemara just means to say that Avada, we do know what that Siman Chadosh is, but if the Torah wouldn't say Nesher, we would learn out from either the Paris or the Vazniya that has that Siman Chadosh, that a Oif that's Bab is Siman Echad, that specific Siman Chadosh, that's always going to be an Oif Tamei. That's what Taisus holds. Akapanim, it's mefurish with the machlekes Rashi and Taisvis, if we're expected to know what that Siman Chadash is. And if the Torah would not say Nesher, lefi Rashi, we would learn out from either Paris or Azniyah that has the Siman Chadash, that any Siman Echad that's present in the Oif is going to tell us that it's Tamei, because Layadin on what is that Siman Tamei. And Taisvis holds that we do know what Siman Tamei that is, and the Gemara just means that if not for Nesher, we would learn out that an Oif with that specific Siman Chadash is going to be an Oif Tamei. Zagin the Tzlach in Arasugya, and also the Plesi in his Kuntres Pnei HaNesher, that Rashi holds that Chazal themselves didn't know what is that Siman Chadash. And therefore all the Sugyas have to be misparish in the Oifin, that we have to be mistopic in every single one of the Simanim, that maybe that specific Siman is the Siman Chadash. Therefore it comes out that Memela, if you ever want to know if an Oif is Vadai Tahar, you cannot be metaret unless it has be'emes all four simanim. Because we can never know in an oif that has two simanim if one of these simanim is be'emes the siman chadash. Because the siman chadash remains a mystery. And that's the yishuv for all the Rashis that are soicer themselves. Sometimes we say this is the Siman Chadash, and sometimes we say that's the Siman Chadash. It's because we Be'emes don't know what the Siman Chadash is. Therefore, we can never have a situation where we know that this oif that has two simanim, one of them is a Siman Chadash plus another simon, that it's a Vadei oif Tahar. Because we don't bechlal know what the Siman Chadash is. That's the Shita of Rashi. The other Rishonim, however, like we mentioned, they say that they do know what the Siman Chadash is. V'chol Echad V'Echad L'fi Shitasai has a situation where we have an oif that has two simanim, one of them is a Siman Chadash plus another simon, and that's going to tell us that it's an oif Tahar. Adkan this inyan and adkan this shir from Sechta Chulin, Daf Samach Aleph.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.